भगवद्गीता 1.37 यद्यप्येतेन पश्यन्ति लोभोपहत चेतसः कुलक्षय कृतं दोषं मित्रद्रोहे च पातकम्. So here Arjuna is continuing his reasoning about why he should not fight the war. So previously he has said that what will we gain if we lose all our relatives? And to the obvious question that if you don't fight, you will lose your whole life. So he has said that actually, even if they kill me, still it is better that I don't kill them. That Sukhin, now I should not kill them, that's what he was going to say. But then the question will come up that they will kill me. So he's saying, yes, they may act according to that lay because they are blinded by greed. But I am not. We should not be blinded. So that is the point which he's making in 37 and 38. Yadi api ete na pashyanti. If ete, these people are not able to see, na pashyanti. Lobho apahata chetasaha. Because of lobha, because of greed, apahata, their chetasa, their consciousness has been taken away, abducted. Kulakshaya krutam. So, kulakshaya, the destruction of the dynasty, krutam, dosham, the fault, the grievous wrong in destroying the dynasty, na pashyanti, they are not able to see. And mitradrohe chapatakam, and the patakam. Patakam is extreme sinful activity which will bring severe reactions. Mitradrohe, droha actually means rebellion or betrayal. So the conflict among friends, which involves betrayal of friends, which involves fighting amongst friends. So this is a great fault. This is dosham. So, but unfortunately, this fault of so. There is fighting between relatives who is going to destroy the dynasty, and there is fighting among friends also. So, a virtuous person, a dharmic person, is meant to stand by the side of relatives and stand by the side of friends. But here, because there is lobhopahata chetasa, because there is the abduction of the consciousness by greed, what is happening is that one is losing out, that one is not able to see what is right and what is wrong, and one is they are ready to fight and kill. So Arjuna will say in the next verse, yes, they may be blinded, but we don't have to be blinded like this. So the point is, lobhopahata, greed, normally is, the word greed may be considered to be negative. But the current culture is such that the word greed may not be glamorized, but the idea of greed is quite positively depicted and glamorized. You know, where consumerism involves possessing more and more, and enjoying more and more, controlling more and more. Now, whenever attention goes to one thing, attention goes away from another thing. So, lobhopahata chetasaha. So, greed causes our attention to focus on the things about which we are greedy, about the objects of our greed, and that causes us to become blind to other things. Just as, to take a very unfortunate, distasteful, distressing example, when a man, when a person becomes very lusty and wants to physically violate a woman, so at that time the attention goes only to the treating the person, treating the woman as a object for gratification of one's lust, and then one doesn't even think that the woman is a person, leave alone thinking that it's a sinful activity, it's a grievously sinful activity. Far from that. One doesn't even think that the other person, the woman is a person and has her own free will, has her own desires, and one cannot exploit a person like it's an insentient object. But because the lust has reduced one's consciousness, so that one sees only the bodily form that will offer gratification. So when attention goes to that thing, then attention goes away from other things. Other things are the sinfulness activity, the culpability of the activity, and the violation of the freedom of the other person. And the fact that the other person is a person with, that it's not just an object, the person with a free will and with personality, all that is lost. So similarly, lobhopahata chetasa. So Duryodhana was so greedy, his attention was focused only on his perverse ambition of getting the kingdom. And in the pursuit of that ambition, nothing else mattered to him. So that he could get his own brothers. Actually, they were his cousins, but they were like brothers in one sense. That he could dispossess them, make them penniless and send them to the forest to live like beggars. That he could dare to dishonor their wife and try to strip her in woman in public. Something which is not done even to... even to women of the night. No, they are also meant to be paid for their services, and they are also to be offered some basic human respect. So the kind of treatment that was attempted to be meted to Draupadi was something which in respectable courts would not be done even to prostitutes. So why did he do all this? Because his vision was so captured by greed that he had become blinded to everything else. And now also Arjuna is saying that lobhopahata chetasaha, that the Kauravas are not seeing that, oh, we'll be killing our relatives, we'll be killing our friends, and so they are blinded and they are not able to see, and that is why they are doing such a grievous thing. But his point is, we are not blinded and we should not be doing such things. That he will talk about in the next verse, and he will continue his discussion in a series of subsequent verses. But we can consider and contemplate gravely the grievous blinding of consciousness that happens because of the anarthas. That the anarthas give us a dangerously narrow tunnel vision of reality. So tunnel vision means that, you know, one can see only that which is seen by in the direction of the tunnel, and everything else is dark. Just like when a person is in a tunnel, then the tunnel makes everything else dark and only the pathway of the tunnel is seen. Similarly, the anartha, so to have a tunnel vision of things means to see only one way, to see only one thing and to see nothing else. So the anarthas shrink our consciousness and give us a tunnel vision of reality. Those who are greedy, like the Kauravas were, they can't think about their spiritual well-being. They can't think about spiritual liberation or spiritual elevation or spiritual happiness. They can't even think of ethical, moral considerations. Although they may offer some lip service to them by giving some charity or doing some rituals. And they do that especially because that will make them more powerful and will make their schemes for greed, schemes for pandering to greed, more successful. So, if within the tunnel vision of greed, religion comes in as a section of religion, a segment of the religious circle comes in within the tunnel vision of greed, then even that segment of religion will be accepted, but everything else will be rejected. So, if doing some religious ritual could boost the prestige and power of Duryodhana, Duryodhana would do that. But if religion required him to surrender to the Supreme Lord Vishnu, who had manifested as Krishna during his times, then Duryodhana had no patience, no time for such a religion. So, this tunnel vision, which the Anartha subject us to, becomes the cause of the soul's destruction. The soul gets so terribly covered that it may take many lifetimes before the soul again sees the light of the human form and hopes to can hope to find a way out of the tunnel vision. And although that prospect is sobering, what is enlivening is the reality that the tunnel vision cannot be imposed on us if we don't want it. The scriptures offer us a holistic vision, not a tunnel vision. And the more we study scripture, the more we associate with those who are learned in scripture, those who are living according to scripture, then we break free from the tunnel vision. There is no lobhopahat chetasa or kamopahat chetasa or krodhopahat chetasa, but there is Krishna krishta chetasa. There is actually, we could say at the highest level, krishnopahat chetasa. That we see everything in connection with Krishna, and because Krishna is actually connected with everything, so everything is his energy, that perception of the connection of everything with Krishna brings us the supreme satisfaction and takes us out of illusion towards the ultimate reality. Life eternal with Krishna. Thank you.